Time now to focus on the community on WAMW. Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. We're going to continue our series today talking to the school superintendents as we get ready for back to school time. And this week's guest is Andrea Huff, superintendent of Bar Eve Schools. Andrea, here it is. It's showtime. It's back to school time. First day for students is what? Coming up on Wednesday, right?
It will be. We're going to have our teachers are going to be back in the building on Monday, August 3rd, Tuesday, August 4th, and first student day is Wednesday, August the 5th.
Isn't that something? The summer just goes so fast anymore, doesn't it?
It comes faster and faster every year. It absolutely does. But we're excited. We're looking forward to our hallways being filled again.
Well, let's talk about what happened over the summer at Bar Eve. Any projects or anything that you've been doing in the off time of the school year?
You know, this year we had a few minor projects that we did, some things to maybe enhance the use of our facilities a little bit. One of the big ones is our elementary drop-off on the north end of our building. We did get an awning added across the sidewalk to help our kiddos and our staff who are out there in the elements. We're excited about that one. We changed some parking arrangements around some of our facilities on the, I guess it would be the west side of the building, just to add a little bit more parking there for events that we have. And just some minor projects like that, but nothing major this summer. It was kind of nice to have a little bit more of a low-key summer as far as facility work goes.
Absolutely, because you were busy the last few summers, I know, with that.
We have been, yes. So it was kind of nice just to do a few little updates here and there that will enhance the use of the facilities, but no major undertakings.
Well, as enrollment has been taking place and wrapping up, how are the numbers looking for Bar Eve this year?
We're looking strong. We're looking steady and consistent, which is something that we like.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. New faces. Are we going to see some new faces as we start this school year?
There are going to be some throughout the corporation. Really, every department, I think we're going to see at least one new face across the school, but we're excited to have them. You know, we've had some teachers who have left for other opportunities. We've had some teachers who have retired. We're so thankful for their service and the time that they've given, and are so willing to come back and support the teachers who are going to be filling in behind them. So, again, we're looking forward to welcoming all of our new staff as we get going with the upcoming school year.
Again, it starts first day for students will be Wednesday as we record this. And teachers are back Monday and Tuesday. Andrea Huff, Bar Eve Superintendent, is our guest this week. Let's talk about different programs that are available at Bar Eve. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the new paths for graduation. And I know I've talked to Washington and North Davie schools. And every school, our county schools, are just being so proactive. I think that is so cool, going in head first with these new pathways that are available through the graduation.
Yes, I agree with that, and I think we're very blessed in our community as well to have a lot of great industry partners who come alongside us and make these opportunities available to our students. One that we're going to be adding this year, which I'm sure you've heard the other schools talk about as well, would be the Microelectronics Academy, or the ME Academy, up at Westgate, and we get to partner with several school districts, the ones in Davies County and also in Martin County, to be able to participate in that. Greene County gets to participate in that as well, and it's something that's put on in partnership with ROI, Regional Opportunity Initiatives. They do a phenomenal job of looking for local talent, local industry needs, assessments, and then partnering with the schools to make those available to our students. So we're really excited to have a couple of students who are going to be participating in that this coming school year.
And how does that work? They're going in the morning or afternoon, depending on their schedule. They spend half a day there or full day there. How does that go?
It'll be half a day, and since we're going to be starting off in year one, our students will go in the morning, and instead of coming to school and starting their day here, they will go directly to Westgate, and they have a classroom set up there. They also have a workspace, a clean space, where they get to do the actual work that's taking place up at Westgate. And it's an exciting opportunity for students. They're going to have an instructor with them. Again, they're going to have industry partners at the table. Ivy Tech is involved with the program as well, so they're going to be able to get college credit for it. They're going to be able to get certifications for it. And for any student who's looking to go into this industry, it really is going to get them a jump start two ways. One, if it's something they decide to pursue, They're already going to have credentialing in classes and experience. They're going to have connections with industry partners. And two, if it's something that they're thinking about doing but they're not sure, it gives them an opportunity to explore it before they graduate high school. That way they can leave high school with a better informed decision about what they want their next step to be.
Man, you talk about win-win, because one of the big things with all this expansion up at Westgate is the workforce. And we know they're going to need people right away. And what a great way for them to dive in and reach out to the high schools. And what a great opportunity for these high school kids, because we're talking, good paying. I don't want to, the sky's the limit, but we could talk in excess of six-figure jobs they're going to be walking into at some point.
Yes, it sets them up for a great future. And again, like you said, there is going to be a need. We have the talent. Why not give our kids the opportunity? I think it's a fantastic opportunity, and I'm so thankful that we get to be a part of it.
Well, most definitely. And the biggest thing, Andrea, is keeping our students here at home. I mean, that's the brain drain. We don't want students to leave. We work so hard to get these students the education they need. We want them to stay here and utilize their talents here in Daviess County.
100%. You know, that's why we value our partnerships that we have for internships, for work-based learning, for youth apprenticeship programs. Again, I mentioned ROI. We have our upskill program, who our students get to go and get that apprenticeship model with several of the local industry partners, and it's a great opportunity for them. In-house this year, you had mentioned new faces. Mr. Steve Bullock, he did retire in the spring, and so he's done a wonderful job of leading our construction pathway that we have for our students. And so we have hired Tim Hedrick is going to come on board, and he's going to take over that pathway. But we're also looking at opportunities. He has a strong advanced manufacturing background, strong technician background. And so we're looking at ways that we can expand out that pathway as well to meet our local regional community needs, give our kids the skill set that they need, and have them prepped for multiple opportunities. So we're excited as we build out that pathway this coming school year as well.
Straight into the workforce. Again, excellent opportunities right out of high school through these programs at Bar Eve. But if they were looking to secondary education, you have some amazing opportunities there too for college credits, which is so important for students.
Yes, we offer several dual credit classes for our students. A lot of our students can leave here upwards of 25 to 30 college credit hours. The majority of them can have almost their first year of college done. As they leave, we also have partnerships with Twin Rivers, and we have expanded the number of pathway opportunities. I can't give you an exact number right now. I know a few years ago it was 13, but I want to say we're up in the 20s now as far as the number of college pathways that our kids can start as juniors. They can actually begin taking classes at VU their junior and senior year to begin those pathways as well. And then again, for the kids who are staying here, we have opportunities here for them to get just as many college credits as well. Again, that's thanks to our teachers who have gone back. They've got the extra training. They work with the universities. They put in the extra time to make sure that the curriculum is aligned, and we're very, very thankful for that.
Most definitely. And, you know, one thing you've been blessed with at Bar Eve, too, many of those teachers you're talking about there, former students at Bar Eve and graduates of Bar Eve School. It seems they like to come home and share their talents that they've learned back to the students in the future.
They absolutely do. Jennifer Swartzentrooper is going to be a wonderful example of that. She's coming back and she's going to be teaching math for us. She's a recent graduate of Bar Eve, strong student, and she wants to be able to come back and give to her community. So we're thankful that she's going to be joining us this fall.
Again, lots of new faces. It's great that those former Viking graduates are coming back and now teaching and leading the way. We're talking to Andrea Huff, the Bar Eve superintendent this week as we get ready for back to school pathways. We talked a lot about that. We talked about college opportunities, college credit, dual credit opportunities that are available. What else do we need to discuss this morning, Andrea, as we head into this new school year at Bar Eve?
Just a few things. As far as we focus a lot on the high school side of it, I'd like to also include our elementary and our middle school as well. You know, we are very fortunate that we are a K-12 campus and we're all under one roof, and so we can work very closely with each other. And why, you know, the ultimate goal is having our kids prepared for the Monday after graduation and they have a future ready for them. That work begins in kindergarten. And so since our team is so close, we get to collaborate a lot, and our middle school and our elementary are looking at the opportunities that our students are going to have in high school, and they're finding ways to build that into the curriculum as well to give the kids the experience that they need to have the skill set opportunities, to have the soft skill opportunities in their classroom. And then we can't forget our foundational components as well, our ELA and our math. Our kids have to have a strong foundation so that these other opportunities are accessible to them. One of the things that we did at the end of the school year was we did a remapping of our ELA curriculum. We had some new resources in the 25-26 school year. Our teachers have had a year with them, and then they were able to take the time in the spring to say, okay, now this is how we need to align this to make it work best for our students, put our students in the best situation when it comes to the state requirements, and I'm really excited to see that work play out this school year with our students and for them to be able to get the benefit of that forward thinking that we put in last school year. So that's an exciting piece for us. It's going to be a transformative year. You've heard me talk the past couple of years about Viking Enterprises and our Ready Schools grant. And so as we're in our fourth year and our final year of that, we're looking to make some bigger steps. We've done a lot of foundational work and put a lot of foundational pieces. So I think you're going to be hearing a lot about that this coming school year and how that's going to transform. So excited about those opportunities. And then one of the other big pieces that I would like to be able to share out is our school corporation is going to be running another referendum this fall. So on the November ballot, you are going to see a referendum question asking that the community support another referendum for us. We have had two successful referendums. And again, it's one of those things we are so thankful that our community steps up and says, yes, we believe in our school, we believe in our students, we want to support this, we believe in what Bar-Reeve is doing, we want to continue to see Bar-Reeve strive for success and provide these opportunities for our students, and by voting yes in the November election for the referendum helps us to continue these programs that we've been able to talk about today.
Very good. So what does the referendum entail? Can you give us that information?
Yes. So one of the things I had shared this earlier is something that we like consistency. And so we are going to keep our referendum consistent with the first referendum that we ran. And so what it does, it helps us to have additional support in our mental health and our student health services areas. It helps us, so that would include having an SRO, having an additional nurse at school, having a career coach, having a middle school counselor here for our students, having a Youth First partnership and being able to have a social worker here at school. It helps us keep our class sizes small. We try to keep our class sizes 18 to 22 students. It helps us to be able to have elementary electives such as PE, music, things that we know are so important for our kids to have a whole education opportunity. It helps us to be able to fund all of our athletic and our ECA programs. Again, those are the pieces where our kids get to show their passion and their excitement and to put their skills to use. And again, it's just the whole child experience. And, you know, Bar-Reeve is one of the fifth lowest school funded lowest school districts in the entire state of Indiana. And so, again, we're not asking for bells and whistles. We're asking for a seat at the table. And our community has showed up for the past two referendums, and so we're, you know, looking forward to being able to continue our programs by having a third referendum on the ballot in November.
All very important. You know, the Youth First edition has been phenomenal. That group has done some amazing things, and they're in all the school districts. And I know if you talk to any staff member or teachers or administrators with any of the schools, they'll say how vital that Youth First partnership is. But the SRO
absolutely
officer,
couldn't ask for better partnership than Youth First. They are wonderful.
They do a great job. The SRO, I know your SRO has even received awards there at Bar-Reeve, which is very cool.
Yes, he did. He received SRO of the Year this past school year, so we're very, very happy for him. Well-deserved recognition. He does a phenomenal job with our students and our staff.
And you mentioned athletics. Boy, oh boy, Bar-Reeve is coming off one of the most successful athletic seasons I think any school, 1A to 4A, could say. What a year it was.
It has. It's a testament to our students and our coaches and our families. You know, the time, the work, the commitment that gets put into those programs And so, yes, it was really nice for our programs to be able to see that work and the time that they put in pay off.
As we talk, we're going to start the fall sports season here. Right. It kicks off actually even a week before school starts. It's already underway.
It is. We have a lot of our programs that they're ramping up, and they're going to be ready to go whenever IHSA has its first official day for each of the individual programs. And like you said, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Hard to believe. Well, Andrea Huff, great information. Always great catching up with you, and always enjoy working with Bar Eve Schools. It's a tremendous school corporation. They do great things up there, and we certainly do appreciate the time. A lot of valuable information. One last thing, if somebody still didn't get signed up for school, I know you got to stress, they've got to do that stat, really, if they still want to enroll at Bar Eve, because it's pretty much past now, but can they still squeeze in there? Or
they can. Obviously, if they're an in-district student, we do not have any grade caps. We take all in-district students. If they are an out-of-district student, they need to contact one of our building principals, because we do have some grades that are at full capacity, and we won't be able to take any out-of-district students into those. But we do have other grades that we do have openings still available. So if they want to do that, that needs to be done this week.
All right. Andrea, thank you so much. Andrea Huff, Superintendent of Bar Eve Schools, our guest this week on Focus on the Community. Best of luck on another exciting school year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community. And Focus on the Community on WAMW.